Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. With just hours to go until the midnight deadline at the Capitol, tensions are rising between the two parties. Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy says the work is not getting done because House Republicans are holding it up.
Feeling a deep frustration this morning with my colleagues in the House. My mouth is full of cuss words right now. We are waiting now for work to come over from the Minnesota House of Representatives.
Murphy accused the Republicans of adding conditions to bills that have already passed committees. Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith denies they're holding things up.
It's a little disappointing because I don't think this is a time for accusations. What I will say, though, is we are absolutely not holding a single thing up at this point.
With major bills like education and transportation still waiting, a special session is likely. It's up to Governor Walz to call that. Twin Cities community members will rally outside the Hennepin County Government Center Plaza tonight to protest against President Trump. This comes as rumors say Trump plans to give former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin a presidential pardon for his federal murder charges in the 2020 killing of George Floyd. If Chauvin were pardoned, he would still have to serve his state sentence of 22 and a half years in prison. High temps statewide are proving to be 15 to 20 degrees above normal for this time of year. University of Minnesota Climate Adaptation Partnership educator Kent Boyd says the climate projection for the state, both short and long term, points to longer hot stretches.
Even mid-century, we're expected to see 10 to 25 warmer days above 90 than we have in our historical simulations.
Boyd says urban areas could trap heat, making health risks higher. The ag budget bill suffered cuts before passing the House and Senate Sunday. The committee report came back with an increase of $9 million. The House Ag Committee was seeking a $17 million increase for the biennium. Republican Chair Paul Anderson from Starbucks says despite the cuts, most of the bill stayed intact.
The heart of the bill in the programs, even though they got a bit of a haircut, the bill remains untouched in terms of the programs that both sides of the aisle feel were important to our respective caucuses.
The bill now heads to the governor's desk for his signature. This is MNN. A Moorhead man arrested for participating in the 2020 George Floyd-related riots in downtown Fargo, North Dakota, is accused of escaping his sentence early. Officials say Jonathan Montanez left his halfway house January 13th, just weeks before he would have been released on February 7th. He was arrested last Thursday and is currently in the Cass County Jail. St. Louis County is officially in a state of local emergency and disaster due to ravaging wildfires over the last week. Three separate wildfires, the Camp House Fire near Brimson, the Jenkins Creek Fire, and the Munger Shaw Fire, have burned over 150 buildings and 30,000 acres. The fires are 46 and 95% contained, respectively. And the Minnesota Department of Ag is urging Minnesotans to take care when using pesticides and fertilizers. Pesticide and Fertilizer Management Supervisor Christine Wicks says if you do it yourself,
be sure to read and follow all label directions. Be conscious about the weather conditions, especially when the wind might be blowing the product off the target.
More tips can be found on the Department of Ag's website.